program. We're here to take your calls about anything that's on your mind. We started the show out, for those of you just tuning in, talking about Macy's and a $750,000 fine they're paying to the federal government because they sold hoodies with drawstrings in them, apparently to children.
And as if the $750,000 paid to the government is going to in any way, shape, or form help the children that might have been harmed by this.
And apparently there were some of them.
What about their parents that, you know, isn't it their responsibility? I mean, they bought the hoodie.
Between January 1985 and June 1997, according to Johnson, one of our researchers here, the CPSC, Consumer Product Safety Commission, received reports of 21 deaths and 43 non-fatal incidents.
What, what time period was this?
It's approximately an 11-year time period, 85 through 97.
So maybe two kids a year.
Yeah, two kids a year.
It's a little more than electric car windows, but certainly not as much as, say, motor vehicles.
What about knives and lights and in wall outlets?
I don't know. Wall outlets always interest me because this is the single biggest fear. I mean, there's a huge industry in protecting kids from wall outlets, electricity in the home.
Just curious about that.
Yeah, I don't know
either. But the idea that the federal government needs to tell these folks that they cannot have hoodies, they cannot have any kind of garment that has a drawstring in it, absolutely absurd. And I'm just wondering, is there anybody out there that thinks that's a good thing? Now, thus far, we haven't had anyone call in to defend this idea at all. On the other hand, people have been calling in like crazy to talk about the veterans comment that was made earlier. We had a Goshi call in, and he was saying that he thought that the veterans should apologize for killing innocent people. You pointed out, Mark, that you know, that's not a good way to build bridges.
Also, I don't think
that
groups are responsible for things. I think individuals are responsible for things.
Well, most veterans did do what they were told to do.
Well, if what they were told to do was deliver the mail or to store ammunition someplace or to slop food on a tray, then I don't know that they're certainly not directly responsible for the killing of innocent people.
But indirectly, they're supporting the people that are doing the killing.
Aren't you and I for paying taxes?
I don't pay taxes.
Yes, you do.
Not the taxes that go to the war.
You pay federal taxes in the form of cell phone taxes.
I don't know if that goes to the war, but maybe you're right.
Money is fungible, my friend. A single dollar that goes to the federal government.
You could make the argument there, Mark, that that people are not paying taxes voluntarily, while the people in the military are volunteering to do these
things.
They
do write checks voluntarily, sign their names on lines voluntarily. It's not like they're waiting for the government to come after them. The threat is implicit. The fact is the federal government doesn't go after. There are millions and tens of millions of people that don't file taxes. The federal government doesn't do anything to. You're more likely, if you don't file taxes, to be left alone than you are to be gone after.
So why do you file?
So why do I file? Because I know they'll come after a big, you know, a person who has minor celebrity if you don't.
Well, apparently they don't because they haven't come after me.
Yet. Okay. I hope they don't. I really do. I really do.
Me too. But see, that's
the difference. I've got family, though.
I understand that. I've got family, too. People that count on me to do the things that that I do in my life.
Are any of them 3.5?
No, they're not. But, you know, the point is, if people just keep bowing down and kissing the boot, then nothing's ever going to get better.
Well, I don't think filing a tax return when you don't have a tax burden is that big of a deal.
It's still obedience, and that's what they want from you. Let's talk to Reagan, listening in Texas to KFNA-FM. Reagan, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, hi. I was calling like you were discussing earlier in reference to the comments you made to the veteran earlier. You know, I honestly just flipped this on in time to hear him call in. And in my opinion, you can disagree with somebody however much you want, but I literally heard you call him a coward. And that is not an occupation that a coward would be in. And that offended me, and I think that it probably offended a lot of people. I can't believe that you would say because he's not standing up by himself that he's a coward. Now, here's the thing. Right now, if one person in the military did that, they would be court-martialed and they would be sent to prison.
Happened on several occasions, and at this point, I don't believe anybody has gone to prison. They've been kicked out. You know, there's been the certain levels of
dishonorably discharged.
I don't think it's dishonorably.
I
think
they haven't gotten
less than honorable.
If you're not generally discharged from the military, you are dishonorably discharged. And guess what? Your career, any hope for any career or anything is ruined.
We have had lots of people. Wait, before you go on, you have made a positive statement, and I want to rebut it. We have had lots of people call in that have, just left, gone AWOL, and never gone back, and all kinds of things, and they have had, they said their lives have been fine, there's never been a result in it. I'm a convicted felon, I'm doing fine. So this whole scare tactic of, you don't get the very best A1 rating when you get out of the military, I mean, look at all the vets that have been dishonorably discharged that are sleeping on the streets tonight. I mean, people are calling this show saying, we gotta respect the vets! Open up your house and bring one in then. I mean, these folks need food. They need shelter, and you're calling in because we have said a man who, disobeyed his oath to the Constitution, we called him a coward? That's your concern?
Yeah, it is. It really is.
Why don't you call the homeless shelter and get yourself a vet to stay at the house?
You know what? Listen, I'm married to a veteran, and I understand how hard it is, and I'm not dealing with the issue of, first of all, you don't even know me. You have no idea if I'm doing anything. You have no idea what I do with my life. And so don't sit there and, say, well, you're not doing squat. You're a hypocrite. Well, you can say that all you want to, but you have no clue what you're talking about.
She's right about that, Mark. How many veterans did you have stay at your house this week?
I'm sorry?
How many veterans have you stayed?
Listen, my point is that you're telling him that he's a coward for not making the decision to go AWOL, and for some people...
No, I didn't say that. That's not what I said.
You have to go AWOL.
No, yep. I just said to refuse to follow the unconstitutional order. See, let me see if I can recap here for anybody that wasn't tuned in. Reagan, hang on a second. I just want to make sure that...
Let me finish. Let me finish really fast. You said you called him a coward for refusing to follow or for consenting to follow the orders, and then you told me that when I confronted that people are fine when they go AWOL. So what you're telling him is that he needs to either go AWOL or become dishonorably discharged. That's okay with some people, but it's not morally okay with other people, and I'm one of those people. And I don't want to be called a coward for doing what I took an oath to do. I'm not a veteran, but I wouldn't want to be called a coward for taking an oath to do what I wanted to do, because that takes more strength than anything.
But Reagan, it takes more strength to participate in a war where the casualties have been higher than 90% with innocent people. I mean, when you're talking about wars where militaries lined up and shot at each other, the casualties were significant. Were just insignificant in the civilian realm. But now wars are fought in cities. When you drop these cruise missiles are fired, they kill all kinds of people. When the Predator drone went in after this Anwar al-Awlaki fella, I mean, they killed his son, an American citizen that's done nothing. I mean, these are assassinations, and these are military men and women that are participating in this, and they don't have the strength of character to say, no, this is wrong, this is illegal, I need some kind of clarification from JAG before I do this. They don't have the first, they just do what they're told.
And I'm saying you don't even know that to be true. You don't know that.
That's what he said. He said he did
what individual... What things that they have gone through.
Reagan, I know what the conversation was that I had with this gentleman, and the conversation was he first told us that he swore an oath to uphold the Constitution. We then pointed out that these wars, these so-called wars, aren't actually wars because they haven't been declared as wars, as is per the Constitution, what the Constitution says they're supposed to do.
Totally
well, okay, so hold on. I'm going to finish my point now. And so we made this point that he made this agreement to uphold the Constitution, and then he proceeded to violate the Constitution by following the orders to go and engage in a legal war. And if what you really believe in is to follow the Constitution, then you would be a coward by following orders that are contrary to the Constitution, because you're too afraid of getting a disorderly discharge or whatever, a dishonorable discharge, or you're too afraid of spending a little bit of time in a brig somewhere. That's cowardice.
Okay, well, listen, I just completely disagree with that.
Okay.
I do.
Fair enough, Reagan. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. 855-450-FREE. If you say you have a principle and then you don't follow your principle because of some excuse, that's cowardly. I do the same thing. I say I'm against taxes, but I pay property taxes because I'm afraid that men with guns are going to come and take my family and I out of my home and put me on the street. I'm a coward in that way. But there are other ways in which I'm not. So maybe they were not cowardly on the battlefield, but they're cowardly in this way. It's Free Talk Live.
I have this dizzy feeling every time I get out of bed, like spinning. I don't know why. It's awful.
I get dizzy when I read or work on the computer.
I get lightheaded walking down a hall or aisle.
Or unsteady on my feet.
I lose my balance and get a little motion sick.
It's like vertigo. That dizzy feeling in a car, train, or airplane.
It's awful. An inner ear problem.
Most likely your vestibular system.
Now there's Zyvestra.
An amazing, fast-acting
dual-action tabs and targeted cream you rub behind your ear.
Behind your ear.
And it works in an advanced homeopathic way to relieve dizziness.
It relieves that vertigo feeling.
That dizzy feeling, gone.
Zyvestra is amazing.
No more suffering from dizziness and queasiness.
Wake up with better balance.
Call right now for your risk-free trial of Zyvestra. Call 1-800-304-1684. 800-304-1684. Stop the dizziness. Call 800-304-1684. That's 800-304-1684.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or at worst depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning, e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. Your thoughts on veterans and cowardice, or the Consumer Product Safety Commission fining Macy's over $750,000 for selling hoodies with drawstrings for children. Whatever you want to talk about goes. 855-450-FREE. You can also join us online at freetalklive.com, where we've got a webcam. You can watch, listen, and interact, because our chat room is built into the same page as the cam. Just go to cam.freetalklive.com. That's cam.freetalklive.com. Like everything else on our site, it's free.
Bitcoins, they're the world's first free market, peer-to-peer, digital cash. They can be used anywhere in the world without needing permission from any government or corporation. They can't be counterfeited or inflated, and now you can buy them with a credit card or PayPal. Memory Dealers is proud to offer physical bitcoins that you can hold in your hands, but can also be transferred back in a normal digital form at any time. They make great conversation starters and Christmas gifts. Be part of the currency that's transforming the world. Buy your bitcoins at memorydealers.com. Again, it's memorydealers.com.
We continue with you and your thoughts. We've got Matt on the line in Virginia. Matt, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Hi, how are you doing?
Hey, great. What's on your mind tonight?
The comment about veterans. I didn't actually hear the comment, but I did hear you talk to Jeff and then Reagan, I believe it was.
Mm-hmm.
And I am curious. Do you actually believe that veterans are cowards because they went to war without a war being declared?
Well, no, only if they declare, like, for instance, if you're a veteran who just says, yeah, I'll do whatever I'm told, then you're not a coward. But if you're somebody
if you're a veteran that believes that an authorization of the use of force as opposed to a declaration of war is a sufficient, is a sufficient constitutional argument, then you are not a coward.
But
however,
if you believe
that the Constitution is verbatim, the word passed down from Jefferson and Madison, you know, this godlike document, and you claim that, you know, that is, you know, every dot and tittle is the truth, then, yeah, you're a coward.
If you say something that's if you believe something is so important to you, like some of these folks claim that they believe about the Constitution, then you just blow it off because you're too afraid of what might happen to you if you actually honored your oath, then that's a cowardly thing to do. And I admit, I'm cowardly sometimes. I'm cowardly in some ways. Mark, you're cowardly in some ways as well.
You just don't like that I file taxes. And
it's a cowardly thing to do, and I understand why you do it, and I understand why the veterans who are cowards do what they do. They don't want to go to the brig. You know, they don't want to get a dishonorable discharge. But the definition of cowardice is lack of courage to face danger, difficulty, opposition, pain, etc. So in one area, they could be very heroic or whatever. They could be very brave. They could run into gunfire, and then they'd obviously be brave. Some might say that's kind of stupid, but, you know, maybe it's bravery. But certainly cowardice when you say you believe in something, but you won't actually back your beliefs because you're afraid of what might happen.
Well, I see your point, but I don't think your premises are correct in that in this war, say the war on terror, or the, you know, whenever we went to Afghanistan to get Al-Qaeda.
Neither of which are wars.
September 11, 2001. It was a little different than, say, World War II, where we declared war on a country like Germany or Japan or really anybody else. We went to war with a country. What happened here this last time or since September 11, 2001, you weren't dealing with a country. You were.
You're mistaken
there.
You were dealing with a country.
You were dealing with Al-Qaeda inside of Afghanistan.
Actually,
so
that's not true. Hold on. Before you go on, this is a false statement.
I am a veteran.
You're wrong. You can be a veteran and you can be wrong at the same time. The fact is, what happened is the Bush administration demanded that the Taliban, who was in charge of Afghanistan at the time, hand over Osama bin Laden. The Taliban said, let's show us the proof that that he's committed some kind of crime. The Bush administration refused on the grounds that this is classified stuff or whatever, and said, hand them over. We're the big boys on the block. The Taliban didn't do it, said, go take a long walk off a short pier. And so, therefore, the Bush administration decided to go in. That is the declaration of there is a room for a declaration of war against the
same
country.
Same thing with Iraq, where they went in and they fought against the Republican Guard and wiped out the government there first. Let's go back to Matt. Go ahead, Matt.
At war, you're already fighting a war. So who are you going to declare war on? It's the same war. When we went into war, we were not going to war against another government. We were going to war against a terrorist group, and it spread from there.
They were going to war against governments that didn't cooperate with their foreign policy.
If we don't go to war, what do you suppose we do?
Peace, buddy. Peace.
You could do like the Constitution says and use letters of mark and reprisal.
Let me get you straight now. What you're saying is September 11th, 2001, being that it was not a country that attacked us, we do nothing?
All those people died.
Okay, first off, here's my statement. September 11, 2001 was created by the United States foreign policy over the last 7 decades.
Of warmongering and meddling.
I partly agree with that.
So, therefore, if the constitutional thing to have done in this case, if you're just going after a group of individuals, and I think that that's what the case is rather than waging war on two different countries, and frankly, it looks like a third in Pakistan over this, you could have issued a letter of marque and reprisal. That is, you know, right there
What's
in the Constitution. It is a basically a bounty on the head of Osama bin Laden and his lieutenants and that kind of thing. Now, the administration did do that, but then they made it so no American could go after it. Some organization like Blackwater could probably have gone and gotten Osama bin Laden if they had wanted to do such
a thing. But, Mark, if they did that, then all the military-industrial complex wouldn't get all kinds of crazy contracts.
Right, that's what it's about. It's about putting boots on the ground
because
boots cost a lot of money.
Because I know some of the stuff that went on over there, and who was it? President of KBR or Halliburton. Mm-hmm. I know what Donald Rumsfeld, he probably makes money off that. What
no,
I'm saying is, to call a veteran a coward because he took an oath to defend the Constitution and he took an oath to obey the orders of those over him, and you're saying that he conflicted with that because there wasn't any war declared. There was no one to declare war on whenever he went over there.
I just
because
made the
it wasn't
point.
The government.
They invaded Afghanistan.
I appreciate hearing from you.
Look, I understand the concept behind the war on terror, but you could use the same concept to invade the whole globe.
That's what they're doing, right?
If you believe that the government of Afghanistan is not cooperating with you in order to get the Osama bin Laden, that you can use, you don't need a legal argument to make, to declare war. There's no reason for it. You can just say, Afghanistan's not playing ball with us, we're declaring war. That's what the Constitution says.
Jerry,
if there's going to be a set of rules, these stinking, lying thieves in Washington, D.C. should follow them. And if they don't follow them, the people that the United States people endow with power through the weaponry should stop them. I mean, if the United States military doesn't defend us, the citizenry, from enemies foreign and domestic, who is going to do it?
When was the last time they defended anyone from a
Never,
domestic enemy?
Never, because they don't care anything about the Constitution. They care only about following orders from the top
right.
down.
If someone on the top is violating the Constitution, doesn't that make them an enemy of the government? I mean, in theory, right? Doesn't
yeah.
that? Let's talk to Jerry, listening to KGOE out on the West Coast. Jerry, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, what's going on?
What's on your mind, Jerry?
I heard a comment earlier about what's the difference between, you know, like World War II and now about the enemies, and the reason why we have a higher civilian death rate because back then they had uniforms. They don't have uniforms now. And it's pretty hard to tell who's who when you're out there on the battlefield. And if someone's pointing a gun at you, you want to shoot them.
But hold on, Jerry. We'll bring you back here in a moment.
The statement was World War I. In World War II, the civilian casualties had rocketed up to 60%.
More coming up here. 855-453. That's the toll-free number. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up what you want. This is Free Talk Live.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com, or call 877-327-0365.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you want. All you have to do is dial in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-3733. Here with you this evening, it is Ian
and Mark.
We invite you to the website over at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free. Archives galore. You missed a moment of the show? No problem. Just go click and download. You can download all the way back to late 2006, all free at freetalklive.com. Coming up in February, the 23rd through the 26th, if you love liberty and you understand what freedom really means, and that is that you should be free to live your life how you want, as long as you don't harm anyone else, and that you understand that you need to allow others to be free to do the same thing, then you should come to the Liberty Forum. It's the 2012 Liberty Forum. It's brought to you by the Free State Project, which is, of course, a movement that Mark, you and I are part of. We joined the Free State Project and made the move from Florida to New Hampshire.
Indeed.
As part of the Free State Project, a movement of thousands of like-minded, liberty-oriented people, many of whom are veterans, military veterans, who have come here and have gotten together for the purpose of achieving liberty in our lifetime, or getting as darn close as we possibly can. You want to meet some of these people, some of the folks you hear about on the airwaves here, some of the people, the voices that you hear. Free Talk Live will be broadcasting live, but hundreds of folks who are within this movement, some of whom have already made the move, some of whom are considering a move, some of whom are you know, going to move next year. A lot of them are going to be there, and it's all going to be like a hotel-style convention, lots of panel discussions, speeches, banquet dinners, late-night parties. It's a great time, whether you're single or a couple or a family. Get on up to the Liberty Forum. Go to freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum. You can get registered there. Get a list of some of the folks that are going to be speaking, including Michael Bolden from the 10th Amendment Center. No doubt he'll be talking about the 10th Amendment. And
That'd be my guess.
And nullifying nullifying the federal government. Also, John Lott of the famous, infamous book, John Lott from More Guns, Less Crime. That's the book that he wrote. And he'll be there speaking as well. So more speakers.
Take it easy there, Rick Perry.
More speakers will be announced here shortly. So go to freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum. Use our discount code FTL2012. You'll save 10% on the already low early bird prices. That is, again, FTL2012 is the discount code. The website, freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum. I'm looking forward to it, and we'll look forward to seeing you there. Let's continue here with Jerry, listening in Sacramento to KGOE, which is in Eureka. Jerry, you're on Free Talk Live. Are Sacramento near Eureka?
Not really.
Jerry?
Hello?
Jerry?
Yeah, I was calling.
Where are you calling from?
South Carolina.
South Carolina, not even close. Okay, so they said here you were in California. Anyway, go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, we were talking about, I guess, World War One, World War Two. You're talking about the civilian was like killings were like 10%, and now it's like 90% or something like that. And so, I was going to say, well, the difference between now and then is back then you had enemies who had uniforms on, whereas now you don't know who's who. And you might have, you know, people come up and point a gun at you. You're going to kill them because it's going to be you or them. And I do agree with Reagan. I mean, it's a little disrespectful, but you do have that freedom of speech. And I fight for that, and I fought for it.
Well, is it disrespectful to call something that, I mean, to say something that's the truth? Is that disrespectful?
Here's the thing, because if you're sitting there saying we're cowards for not listening to the government, but what about that guy about in Fort Hood, Texas, who shot up everyone because he didn't want to go to war, so he decided to go crazy and shoot everyone up?
Wasn't that the guy that believed, it wasn't about war, it was about him believing that this war was unjust and that it was against Muslims, right?
No, he wasn't Muslim yet. He was a practicing Muslim, but he didn't want to go up there, period. And he just went freaking crazy.
That's a conclusion that you're jumping to.
It's wrong to kill people.
I mean, his creeds said that he felt that this war was a war on Muslims, and I think that there's an argument to be had for that.
Yeah, I agree with that. I mean, because I have buddies when I was serving who were Muslims, and we all went over there and fought together. And it wasn't a war on Muslims; it was a war on people like terror. I mean, terrorist force.
Well, right. I mean, you're bringing up the example of some crazy guy who went and shot and killed, peaceful people.
Yeah,
I don't support that.
Do you call him a coward? Do you call him a hero for example what he believes in?
Why in the world would I call somebody who shoots unarmed people a hero?
Well, a hero.
Because you're calling. Whereas I say, because you're calling us a coward for obeying orders, but he rebelled. And he shot everyone up, but
no,
they
okay.
call us cowards.
I am calling people, let's be 100% clear, we're calling people that believe that the Constitution is the highest law in the land, the Constitution says that a war shouldn't be fought unless it is declared, people that believe that is true, and then go ahead and follow the orders given to them by politicians, who mostly they'll call liars and thieves, rather than face the consequences of standing up for what they believe in. And as far as I'm concerned, that is a coward.
But that doesn't mean that we support killing innocent people. Thanks, Jerry, for the call tonight.
To me, it's just kind of odd. I mean, it's not odd, but what I'm saying is, you know, he's calling those people who obey orders and stuff cowards, you know, because they were obeying the government and stuff, but yet the guy rebelled against the system and he decided to...
He didn't rebel against the system. He killed innocent people. That is not even a factor in the conversation that we're
having. I'm against violence, period. That's one of the reasons I really don't think that the use of the military throughout the last 6 decades has been an appropriate one.
Thanks, Jerry. I hope that clears it up. Appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE. Yeah, this isn't just an anti-war message on the show. Right, it's just an anti-violence. Violence is not the answer to whatever problem it is that you have. It can be if it's defensive. Like, you know, I would have supported people defending themselves against that crazy guy that shot them up.
But 9/11 was not the initiation of force on the United States. 9/11 occurred because there were troops on the ground supporting dictators and kings and sheiks throughout the Middle East that those people, the people whom they govern, don't want in power. If you don't want your, King Fahd in power in Saudi Arabia, and the United States government backs up his government, how are you going to get him out of power? You're going to have to get the United States out of Saudi Arabia before you can even have a rebellion, because look at what's happened in Yemen. The fact is that our United States military people are now, the Continental Army fought a war against a king, and now they're fighting wars for kings. Like, it's a mixed up crazy world, and the fact is the military is just thrown in the middle of it, and they're fighting for corporate interests, the donors to these politicians. Nobody's doing this from a sense of principle. They're doing it because
somebody
wagged a flag in front of their face and told them, this is your new God, obey it.
If they had principles, they wouldn't be doing what they were told in these instances.
Well, they didn't be taught these principles.
Let's go to Brian, listening in Virginia Beach to WNIS. Hello, Brian.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Super. What's on your mind tonight?
Are you there?
Yeah, we're right here. Can you hear us?
Hello.
Brian?
Check, check.
Brian, can you hear me now?
Tell you what, I'm going to put Brian back on hold. We'll get our call screener over there, see if we can resolve whatever problem that is, because he's been waiting very patiently. Let's talk instead. Ladies here, Joe is on the line, listening also to WNIS. Joe, can you hear us?
Yes, I can.
Excellent.
Can you hear me?
Go ahead. Yep.
Yeah, I just happened to be listening to the radio on my way into the Wally World, and I heard you calling all us veterans all cowards.
No, not all of you. No, look, let me clarify before you go on with what you're saying. If you're somebody who believes, if you're a veteran or a military person who believes I should do whatever I'm told, then I'm not calling you a coward. But if you are somebody who believes that the Constitution is supposed to be the founding document, it's supposed to be very important, and that you swore an oath to uphold it against all enemies, foreign and domestic, and then you go and you do something that is in violation of that Constitution, even if it was in order, then I would call that some cowardice, because you're afraid of what might happen to you.
But at the same time, the little E3s out on there on the battlefield, they don't know what's going on in the upper. They don't have, you know, they're out there in Afghanistan and Iraq. They don't have access to CNN news all the time. They don't know what orders have been, you know, passed down by Congress. They don't know what has been done. It comes down the chain of command. That's how it works.
So ignorance is the excuse.
Right, ignorance. So,
if
you're
going to
be shooting at people, shouldn't
you
have the whole story?
No, sir, I'm not saying in your excuse.
Mademoiselle.
I'm going to ask you what you have done for our country.
I provide voluntary service in the marketplace every day. And you know what? I want to thank everybody who does that for their service.
I'll tell you what, Joe, we'll bring you back here in a moment. So if you'd like, your 855-453. More coming up with you and your thoughts. Plenty of time for them here.
It's the free market that has made this country great.
That's right. Live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live, or the somewhat free market. It's Free Talk Live. You know that cigarettes will kill you. You've been thinking about giving the e-cigarette a try? There is a healthier option. 22,000 times healthier. Well, listen to this offer from Vaporsmiths.com. A pack-a-day smoker will save $120 a month. So you already start being richer, feeling healthier, and smelling better. What more could you want? How about a free starter kit? Just purchase 40 cartomizers with coupon code FTL. Free shipping on orders of $60 or more. 855-2-GET-VAPOR or go to Vaporsmiths.com.
My mom gives me a glass of Emergency Kids every day before school.
Why, with all the vitamin C and antioxidants you're getting, I bet you're a bit of a recess renegade. Making mud pies with your bare hands, capturing bullfrogs to scare the girls, even daring to eat a piece of meatless meatloaf your friend smuggled out of the cafeteria on a triple dog dare, right?
No.
Relax, kid. I'm just making a point. Introducing Emergency Kids with immune-supporting vitamin C, antioxidants, and fun fizzy flavors kids love like orange, fruit punch, and grape. Find us on Facebook and feel the good.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
As we age, we lose both strength and muscle mass. Undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows is nature's most powerful food to gain back lost muscle. Virtually all whey protein powders or drinks have been damaged during processing or are high in sugar. This damaged whey causes a significant loss in the ability of the body to build new muscle proteins. The high sugar content will stop all the benefits of your growth hormone from causing muscle repair. By giving your body easily absorbed, undamaged whey, free of added sugar, you may be able to gain back lost muscle and strength. One World Whey is truly undamaged whey protein powder free of added sugar. Both young and elderly are reporting increases in muscle strength and size without any additional exercise. Go to oneworldwhey.com, that's oneworldwhey.com, to read or hear some impressive testimonies to this effect. Or call 888-988-3325, that's 888-988-3325.
Jason Lewis here. With the holidays just around the corner, be sure to consider the greatest gift you can give to your friends and family. Peace of mind. That's why I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff, and pasta Alfredo that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. And they're ready to eat in minutes. Simply add hot water. Request a free entree sample today at WiseFoodStorage.com. And for a limited time, get free shipping and 10% off of your order. That's right, a free entree. Free shipping and 10% off any order. Just use promo code Lewis. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit wisefoodstorage.com. That's Wise, W-I-S-E, foodstorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price and the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love this holiday season.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Believe it or not, it doesn't have to be about the military. That's just where the conversation's gone here tonight. And
it does every time.
It can go anywhere. 855-450-FREE. People feel strongly about this.
Wait until we talk about immigration and say that we think that free people ought to be able to cross the borders of free countries freely.
What? This isn't a free country.
My God, what are you talking about? We'll be inundated with Mexicans.
We need to be more like the third world, Mark.
Yeah.
So we'll get back to your phone calls in just a moment. But first,
you know, our politics out of the issue. If you're a smoker, you know that it's not good for your health. And there is something, a better choice. It's called the e-cigarette. And this one specifically is Vaporsmiths. Vaporsmiths makes one of the highest quality e-cigarettes on the market today. And you can get it for free if you listen to what I'm saying. You can. They have all kinds of flavors, whether it's cherry, strawberry, vanilla. They've got several different cigarette-type flavors, menthol, red, Turkish, classics. They've got free shipping on orders of $60 or more, and you can get a free starter kit with coupon code FTL. You purchase 40 cartomizers. Those are the things that contain the nicotine that gets vaporized, and you will get you purchase 40 cartomizers, you'll get the free starter kit. You'll save, on average, $120 a month. It's 22,000 times healthier for you by one metric. You can smoke it just about anywhere. No more standing out in the snow by the garbage cans in order to get your fix. It's the e-cigarette from Vaporsmiths.com. You can go to Vaporsmiths.com, use coupon code FTL, or call 855-2-GET-VAPOR. 855-2-GET-VAPOR. Vaporsmiths.com.
All right, so we're going to get back to your calls here, but just to clarify for anybody who's just tuned in, or you've tuned in the middle of a phone call and you maybe haven't heard exactly what's been said here, I haven't called all veterans cowards. Mark, you haven't called all veterans cowards. We're specifically qualifying that statement. I think that individuals can be cowardly in some ways and courageous in others. I pointed out how in my own life I am that way. Like, I've stood in front of a police car, which some people might say is a brave thing to do. Again, some might call it crazy. Usually bravery and craziness, there's a thin line.
You did it because
line.
You felt that they were taking somebody to jail unjustly, and I think that's important.
Right. Yet. But usually there's a thin line between bravery and craziness, and I'll acknowledge that. So some could look at that and say it's bravery. But on the other hand, I pay property taxes while speaking out against the idea of taxation, because I'm afraid. I'll cop to it, man. I'm a coward in the area of paying property taxes because I'm concerned that if I don't pay them, or if I don't pay a portion of them, that some men with guns are going to come and throw me out into the street, throw my family out of my home. That's not cool. And so I understand why people don't stand up for what they believe in. And that's what we're talking about here. We're talking about not standing up for what you believe in. And in the case of the military, they swore an oath to stand up for what they believe in.
Also, they'd have you believe generally that they will be the first ones to charge in a given event. And you know, I think a lot of the stories are rife. There's just all kinds of stories of men and women in battle doing these brave things. However, they aren't brave enough to stand. They're brave enough to stand up against enemies foreign, but not enemies domestic.
Yeah, and that was part of their oath, was to defend the Constitution, that they uphold it and defend it against foreign and domestic enemies. And when somebody who's a politician makes an unconstitutional order, shouldn't that make them a domestic enemy? But no, they say, well, I also swore an oath to obey whatever I'm told to do. So doesn't that create a bit of a conflict there where you've sworn an oath to do whatever you're told, but you've also sworn an oath to uphold the Constitution. Which one comes first? For the ones that believe that the Constitution is the one that's supposed to come first and they don't do what they're saying they're going to do because they're afraid of going to jail? Because that's what the guy called earlier, and he said, well, you could be thrown in a brig. Well, you could be dishonorably discharged. It's true. Those things are possible. But it's the fact that you're afraid of those things from happening
when you
is what prevents you.
When you charge an enemy machine gun esque, you can die.
Right. But that's supposed to be, you know, heroism, whereas standing up against the government...
You won't get a medal from the government for standing up against the government.
Against the government,
that
exactly.
That much is for sure.
Let's go back to Joe. She's listening in Virginia Beach to WNIS. Go ahead, Joe, with your thoughts.
So, okay, the guys that are out there and in Afghanistan, in Iraq, and somebody pulls a gun on them, and they might possibly be a... part of the Taliban or whatever, they're supposed to stop and ask them whether they're part of the Taliban, and that's, you know, and then if it's okay to shoot them or not.
No, we weren't making any comments on.
Absolutely. I understand the dilemma that a soldier, an individual soldier, is when they have boots on the ground in a foreign country. My question really is, should they have gone to that foreign country in the first place when there was no declaration of war? When they mostly, and most Americans would say that that politicians are liars and thieves, and that these military men will follow them. I mean, this to me is a non sequitur.
Oh, if you're in a dangerous situation, you've got to do what it takes to protect yourself. That makes sense. It's the principle of the matter in the first place, Joe. Can you address that?
Joe? Yes, I understand what you're saying is that there was no declaration of war for Afghanistan and for Iraq.
Or Grenada.
Vietnam.
Or Korea. I mean, the list goes on and on
Libya.
And on. It's like they don't
Somalia.
Even care about the Constitution anymore. There isn't even a bow towards the Constitution. The politicians in Washington, D.C. think that it is – George Bush is quoted as saying it's just a GD piece of paper.
Is that how you feel about it, Joe?
I haven't heard him say that one, but, you know.
It's alleged. I don't know if it was recorded.
Send me an email. I'll go ahead and get you the link.
Is there actual audio of that, Mark? I don't believe there is.
Somebody's got a link somewhere on the internet.
I don't believe that. I believe that was just an allegation.
That's just like, you know, Pelosi and them saying that, you know, walking through the Tea Party and they heard racist, you know, slurs.
Well, there's some racist comments. There's some racist signs up at Tea Parties. But anybody who decides to characterize the Tea Party as a racist organization is just trying to dodge a legitimate complaint of some American people.
Thanks, Joe, for the call tonight. Appreciate it. 855-453. That's the toll-free number. We've got Brian back here. He had a Bluetooth error earlier where he couldn't hear us. Brian, can you hear us now?
I can hear you guys fine. Can you hear me?
Yes. Excellent, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was wondering where exactly you guys were getting the number from. You were saying 90% of non-combatants, as in friendly folks overseas, being killed by American fire. Where are you getting that
number? Good question. I don't know. Mark,
it's not friendly, and I've got it from, the statistics on World War I and World War II. I got from a book called Nonviolence, a Dangerous Idea, and the 90% I got from... one of the anti-war websites I read, it might be antiwar.com, but I'd have to do a little more digging.
Right.
But,
so the reason why I say that is it does not sound like a credible source. And let me tell you why. I'm an active duty member. I'd rather not disclose my rank. I have been overseas, and I've seen. Do you guys know what ROE means by chance?
ROE? No.
Okay. It's called Rules of Engagement.
Okay.
And obviously, I can tell by the way you guys are talking, you are very, very unfamiliar with military protocol and exactly, you know, the decisions that are made. ROE is dictated, you know, from the highest, you know, pretty much from Congress, President on down, as far as how military service members conduct themselves against combatants in different theaters. Obviously, the ROE in World War II was very, very patent-like, so to speak. Obviously, we were bombing entire cities. That was, those times have obviously changed. As of right now, the Obama administration, believe it or not, has the tightest, most restrictive ROEs in the history of the United States. We have guys going door-to-door, tactically. We have laser-guided laser-guided munitions that are hitting targets that are being given to us by intel sources, okay? I'm having a hard time understanding where you get this 90% from when we've got guys that are getting fired upon and then being told, in quote, do not engage because either we have a means of evading or...
Oh, there's absolutely been instances where military people have been told not to engage. Have you seen the collateral murder video where the Apache helicopter opens up on a camera crew, kills a Reuters guy and a father and a seven-year-old son inside of a minivan?
Was
that following the rules of engagement?
Absolutely. And those things are going to happen when you've got military personnel conducting real-time exercises, real-time, battle conflict. There is going to be miscommunication. There's going to be margins of humor and error, and those very minor instances are going to be covered by the liberal media up and
down.
Now,
the minor incidents you're talking about, when you say that, you mean human innocent people being killed, right?
Well, you're going to have people that are going to be in the way of the line of fire. I mean,
So in Iraq, there's a website called IraqBodyCount.org that cites data drawn from cross-checked media reports, hospital, morgue, NGO, and official figures to produce what they claim is a credible record. They're claiming over 100,000 innocent people
Iraq
being killed.
Iraq Family Health Survey says 151,000.
Okay,
the Lancet Survey says
600,000.
Are those just oopsies? And an opinion research business says over 1,000,000.
Are all those people just oopsie? Oops, they just got in the way of shooting at the real bad guy? Thanks, Brian, for the call tonight. I appreciate it. We're coming up. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
We got smart bombs. They don't miss.
You can take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
You know the U.S. dollar is devaluing. You can see it happening every day. You know a new currency will take over at some point. Wouldn't you like to be in on the ground floor? Bitcoins. They're a decentralized, anonymous internet currency. They're free to use, free to accept, and free from inflation forever. You can use them anywhere in the world, and their value seems only to be increasing. Find out more at weusecoins.org. Don't be kicking yourself in the pants in a month. Your dollars are going down. Bitcoins are going up. Weusecoins.org.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Juicy Juice, 100% juice, providing a full serving of fruit in every 4 ounces. Visit us at juicyjuice.com. When it comes to nutrition, kids need both fruits and vegetables every day to stay healthy and grow. For the ideal mix, your kids should have at least 1.5 cups of any veggie or 100% veggie juice and 1 cup of any fruit or 100% fruit juice a day. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.